T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
In the air to left, Pollock is back on it at the track and the wall, and Alex Kirilloff has his second home run of the night, the fifth home run for Minnesota, and it's 8 to 2.
Highlights courtesy of NBC Sports Chicago. Jason Benetti and Steve Stone on the call. We are talking about the White Sox, and there are already people like, it's because they're a team with expectations that we're looking to win the World Series, and we're halfway through the season now, and that team is not very good, and they're doing it in a really disappointing way.
Would you like us to talk about the team that lost 10 in a row and thereby think they're out of the playoffs entirely? Or would you like us to talk about the team that has the 38th pick overall in the NHL draft and are trying to trade Alex DeBrincat? Would you like us to talk about those things? Or how about the Summer League? Would that interest you instead?
Chet Holmgren.
Chet Holmgren talks about Chet Holmgren.
A little too much for... Anyway, we are going to do some other stuff. We're going to do stuff in the next segment, and Mike Florio and Maggie Hendricks are going to be on the show, but we got it. We're just be cool on it. So let's go back to yesterday. We were talking with Steve Stone. He brought up a really interesting point about some of the problems that this team has, including leadership from within.
I think the best teams out there have definitive leaders, and those leaders lead. They don't forget the little details, like when the ball is dropped on strike three, you run to first base. I mean, that is one of those things that's endemic to what's going on. And if your leaders don't lead, then you have a problem, because these teams have to look to somebody to be able to see an example of this guy's going to lead. Let me tell you one quick story. Buck Showalter, he got to Baltimore. He was a new guy there, and they just made a trade, and they brought in some new guys. And one of the new guys they brought in was Adam Jones to play center field. They got him from Seattle. He was a very young player, but infinitely skilled, had everything you'd need to be a star in the game. And very early, I think it was spring training, Buck Showalter called Adam Jones into the office and said, look, you're going to be the best player on this team because you have the most talent. So this is what I need from you. I need from you to hustle every day. I need from you to bust it every play and just bear down on a daily basis. And the reason is because you're going to be the best player, everybody's going to look to you. And if they look to you and if you're busting it every day, they're going to look at themselves and say, well, if the star of this team is doing that, I can't do anything else. And so credit Buck Showalter with the awareness to take a young guy with all kinds of tools and tell him exactly what he needed from him to make his team better. But it's that type of leadership from the best players on the team. And I think one of the guys that has to be in line for tremendous kudos is Jose Abreu. We saw him where he could hardly run to first base. And yet every day, Tony can write Jose Abreu in the lineup because Jose never wants to come out. And he hustles all the time. And he's been by far the best player on this team because this is a guy that understands what it's going to take from him to be one of the leaders. Whether he voices it or not, he's one of the leaders on this team. And all you have to do is look over there at first base. You see Jose Abreu. If he's not at first base, he's a designated hitter, but he's in that lineup. And he's getting big hits, and he's bearing down. And this is a guy that you want on your baseball team because he gets it.
he does get it. And you can look for the subtweet in there if you want. I would have thought that White Sox players by this point in being around, you know, they have the cute little Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle t-shirt where it was Abreu as Master Splinter when they were baby turtles. And then the young guys end up becoming Michelangelo and Donatello and Raphael. And then they have older Splinter with his cane being Abreu.
Yoda.
Yeah.
From Star Wars.
From Star Wars. It's a good catch. He's still out there working as an example. Why are people not following that example?
Well, but also, they're grown men. Why do they need to follow that example? They're all being managed a little differently, I think, based on what their bodies are expected to do. We've heard the White Sox talk a lot, specifically Rick Hahn, about how the technology has never been better for seeing how people move in a game. Every movement is tracked and seeing what they need to do to manage that, right? We've heard that time and time again. Jose Abreu defies convention to me when it comes to this. He is an outlier when it comes to the old school thought process of be out there every day, kill yourself. There are times where I definitely thought he was hustling way too hard on some things, where he was putting himself in harm's way sometimes, where he gets hit by a ball and then is in the lineup the next day. And I'm like, is that okay? Is that okay that you're practically doing the splits on a lot of plays every time to get the put out? I think that's just who he is. But that doesn't make the idea any less significant for what the message is trying to be. That's about as pointed as you're going to get on a professional team these days.
I agree. So let's go inside the clubhouse for a second. No pun intended, although it ends up turning out to be great considering that Bruce Levine got this sound from Kendall Graveman, with him talking about this team's overall baseball IQ.
We're all going to make mistakes. We're human. But if we don't address it as a team and talk about it, then that's where we have an issue. But we can be better and look back and say that was a positive. Even though it was a negative in the moment, that was a positive because it won't happen again. And hopefully that's the collective group consensus that we have.
Do you believe in a collective baseball IQs of team? And is it?
Well, I think it's a growth of mindset that we can all have. And I think that personally is what has to happen for a good team. I've seen it, I've lived it, and I've seen both sides of the story. And if we want to be a good team, that's what we have to have is a collective group continuing to increase our mind and baseball IQ.
Now, I think that it's really interesting that the most outspoken people inside of the White Sox clubhouse when it comes to baseball IQ over the last year and a half have been Kendall Graveman and Dallas Keuchel.
And what team did both of them have many years on?
The Astros. I think it's really interesting that those two guys have felt comfortable saying things publicly. With Keuchel, it ends up being a bad messenger because he wasn't the player that he was in Houston. So it's fairly easy to ignore. And maybe it's easy to ignore Graveman because, you know, he's a reliever, even though he's probably your second most important reliever on this team.
And thusly, one of the biggest acquisitions they had in the offseason.
Agreed. But it's interesting to me that kind of the same way that we were talking about Liam Hendricks talking being an outsider and having an outsider's perspective, the people who have had outsider's perspective when it comes to the White Sox, championship outsider perspective, have looked at the White Sox and been like, we're missing some stuff. We're missing the talk about it, be accountable stuff. Just bringing it up. Maybe we want to do that. And there hasn't been a level of accountability. And if you want to take it to an even bigger argument, one would have thought in hiring Tony La Russa that the amount of player accountability would have gone up. And it hasn't. It's gone down.
Well, one was sold that. We were sold that. That was the reputation.
It hasn't come close to that being what it is.
Fish rots from the head. And in that case, I feel like it's the opposite.
Yes.
When you have a manager who has a world championship standard, pedigree, and as a Hall of Famer, the last thing I want to hear him say in a 2-1 ball game that you lost, it was winnable, is I didn't know the rules.
Yes.
You got to wear that. Because if either one of us were held to that standard, the exact same thing would occur. And I sure think that would have been the case with Rick Renteria, if we're just going to go off on examples here.
I mean, it was with Ricky, where they felt like they
I love Ricky, but the eighth inning gave us all fits. How many pitchers do you need? Infinity.
They
might have been the reason
the
minimum was created.
They held him accountable for the way that that team fell apart in September of 2020. Remember, the 2020 White Sox were the first team to clinch a playoff spot. They ended up being the last place playoff team.
And even then, they held themselves more accountable.
It sure seems
even
like
then
it.
You heard them talk about how they dropped the ball and should have won the division that year.
Coming out of the way that they finished the series with the Astros, you were expecting more. You were expecting more. I've got some like bigger thoughts that I'm trying to like work through over the next few days about whether they got it wrong with thinking that some of their players were finished products and they weren't.
The red flag with Yoan Moncada isn't so much in the triple play, which is a problem. It's in the months between extra base hits, for example.
He said that he's still trying to get his timing down. And I feel like he's almost a special case because I don't know if this guy is suffering. Like, there seems to be, like, you can go back to him suffering all throughout the 2020 season with COVID. And I keep wondering, is this long COVID? Is this a player that reached their ceiling? Did all of it happen at the same time? And that's why we aren't seeing the best version of him yet.
Yeah, and frankly, COVID is a mass debilitating event. Whether or not anybody wants to admit it, let's establish that.
It's why I don't want to come down on him too hard because I don't know.
Right, but either way, the production is a concern. And when you put it together with the overall other ways that this team could have been addressed, you could have gotten a more offensively productive second baseman, for example. There were other ways to build in that backstop.
I might even trade high on Josh Harrison. Like, he's had a
1,000 hit Josh Harrison to you.
Mr. 1,000. He's had a great month of baseball.
He has. His numbers since Memorial Day are very impressive.
And if you're trying to figure out ways that you can get more guys into the mix, like, for example, you might have to just eat it and have Berger play second base so that you can have his bat in the lineup.
Another pun intended.
Yeah. They've got to figure out creative ways to win. And I'm not seeing the creativity.
But let's take a page out of the real business world here for a second. What is the mission statement for this team?
It should be World Series champion, right?
Even with Dallas Keuchel, remember the famous dinner where it was playoffs or bust? Twitches. Mm-hmm. How many Mad Libs did we use yesterday?
We used a lot. It was a lot of fun.
It was. It was indeed. On a day where we needed some fun.
Yeah. And we thank you. Like, we got a lot of feedback from you, listener, and we appreciate the feedback of understanding the balancing act that we were trying to do yesterday, and we'll probably continue to do over the next few days in handling some of this stuff. So we appreciate you understanding what we were trying to do on yesterday's show and beyond. We need to take a break. We're going to take a break from the White Sox too.
What?
Yeah.
That's all we talk about.
As a show, you're funny. As a show, we ran across some coach speak last night that a lot of people are saluting, and I don't mean to speak for Layla, but I think we have a different view of it.
You can speak for me on this. And I feel like we all, especially with the perspective that we are currently receiving, can look at this with a different eye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.